Did you know it was World Food Day? It's an actual day, and I'm joined on the line now from Emma White, who's the food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company, and she's here to encourage Australians like us to contribute to our local supply chains. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Not too bad. Now, can you tell us about the current challenges faced by the food production industry here in Australia?
Yeah, there are a number of factors contributing to the challenges faced by the food industry. I think one big one was obviously COVID-19, where we had a lot of staff shortages, people off. Mm. Also, there were another big factor is the current weather status right now. We're having extreme weather conditions such as bushfires, like, you know, 2020, and now the storms and floods that are just disrupting supply chains to no end.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, you guys in Victoria, where you are just going through a big flood situation at the moment and southern parts of the country. Now, can you tell me, how does localised food production offer a solution to these disruptions?
Yeah, local food production offers solutions to these disruptions by obviously supporting farmers. I think that's a big thing right now, is if we can get back our farmers on helping them through this really difficult and challenging landscape that we're currently situated in, and also buying locally made and produced foods. I think the government has made that quite easy for consumers with the introduction of the country of origin labelling simplification process.
Yeah.
On the back of the packs of manufactured products. And I feel if these are Australian, we're very proud of manufacturing products here in Australia, and I think that's going to show on the label of the product. So, yeah, whether it's the Australian flag or whether it's the Australian map, I think it's going to be easier for consumers to understand or look at the pack and go, okay, cool, that's an Australian-made and owned product.
Yeah, because we do import a lot of food, and, I mean, you've just got to have a look at your fruit. And, you know, once upon a time you could only buy what was seasonal, but now you can buy anything. So why is it keeping food production local important for Australian communities?
There's a number of factors that will obviously help keep manufacturing in here in Australia. It's obviously going to be an economical factor, so if we're buying locally made produced products, then we're employing staff to obviously manufacture those products. Mm-hmm. Also, I think we are very community pride here in Australia, and we value community a lot. And I think we pride ourselves on producing products here in Australia.
I mean, we've got great quality food. There's no two ways about it. But what advice have you got for us here in the Upper Hunter who want to buy and support local?
Yeah, look at your farmers' markets, one of them. Also, yeah, as I mentioned before, the country of origin statements on the back of the pack of packaged foods is also a good place to start. I think it's relatively easy and a simple process. And we adopt down here is, buy local. So instead of going, 10, 15 minutes away where we were cooped up, in a 5-kilometre radius, I think we got used to the fact of shopping locally within your community, and those small businesses have really benefited from that.
Yeah, and buying local and supporting your local business does build a stronger community. But finally, Emma, how about where can we go to find out more about this and how we can help our local industries?
Yeah, the Why Meat Co is obviously encouraging Australians to contribute to their local supply chain by supporting Australian food businesses. But as I said and mentioned before, I think, your local supermarket, looking out for the Australian made and owned logo, the Australian flag and so forth. And I think, we're once we've done that, once we can understand that, there's more Australian. It's a small part, but then it will grow as time goes on if we support Australian manufacturing.
Most definitely, and it's extremely important that we do, as you have said. Emma White, the food tech consultant and founder of Why Meat Co., thank you for joining us this morning, and I recommend everybody go out, look for the Aussie branding on the pack, and yeah, and make sure you do get in and support your local.
I do too.
I knew you would. Would have been disappointed if you said anything else. All right, we're going to